this is Danny Johnson, and it is, well, I guess I should say Happy New Year. It's January 2nd, 2006. I cannot believe we have just completed a whole year, and it literally felt like it was about 6 months, maybe 4 months. 4 to 6 months is what it felt like for us, and I'm sure for some of you it might have been the longest year of your life. For some of you it might have been the best year of your life. For some of you it might have been the worst year of your life. For some of you, you are so glad it's January and so happy that December is all the way done and over with, as well as 2005. Hey, I've had years like that where you just, you know, you're just like, oh, I can't wait for the new year so I can turn a new leaf and start all over again. In fact, I've had a couple of years like that throughout my career of being in business for the last 17 and a half years. And then I've had other years where it's like, oh, my gosh, how could we ever top 2005, and that's really where we're at right now. God blessed us. He knocked our socks off. He gave us more opportunity than we could even handle and opened more doors than we could even walk through and allowed us to bless thousands and thousands of people financially that we were able to bless amongst different charitable organizations, from the homeless to homeless children and children from abused situations that have been taken out of those situations, as well as prison-type stuff. I mean, you name it. Other countries. God, really, we just had an amazing year, and all of you really have made that possible. And whether you know it or not, you are a part of multiple six figures of blessing that were poured into different nations and different organizations that are really bringing miracles right where it needs to be brought to. Whether, again, it's to moms that, you know, just lost a father to their children and have no way of supporting them, to homeless people from all over the country, to orphans and sick children. The list goes on of what you were all a part of, whether you know or not, as well as, of course, being able to sow into disaster relief for our brothers and sisters down there in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama. And so you did a great job last year, all of you. Every one of you did an amazing job of being able to build a very powerful organization that has the name DannyJohnson.com. And if you're in partners with us at all and you use our website, you have been a part of blessing people to the tune of multiple six figures, of bringing help where the help is truly needed to people that are absolutely less unfortunate than all of us are. And so I am proud of you. I'm blessed to be in business with you all. We're excited that we're starting another year of us all being in business together, because, you know, you never know. We could not be going on in business together this year. And so we don't want to take anything for granted at all, that we are just blessed to have you as our clients, and we're blessed to be in business with you. And so we are truly grateful to all of your hard work for 2005. We are so very grateful for your dedication to your home-based business industry, your dedication to your families, your dedication to your God, your dedication to your businesses, and your dedication to this cause of really helping to impact people's lives for the better and equipping them emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and financially. Our whole business model is set up to come alongside you wherever it is that you are in your life and or in your business, to comfort you if that's what you need, to help you along, to give you strategies and skills that you never would have gotten any other place, to give you insights that are absolutely cutting edge, give you shortcuts that actually work, to give you tips and techniques that are tried and proven and have a track record, to people skills, to personal development. If you need prayer, we've got that. I mean, we really have got this thing set up to be able to come alongside and partner with you so that you can grow whatever it is that you are trying to grow to the fullest of its ability, and be able to save you money and save you time in becoming more efficient by partnering up with a service like what we have that, by the way, is free. Most of our service is free. And so and you can find that service at DannyJohnson.com, D-A-N-I Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N.com. Sorry for my throat being a little scratchy. I've been off for a few weeks, and I just finished my 5 o'clock call, which if you guys are not on that call, you can go ahead and listen to that tomorrow sometime. Within 24 hours on our website, it was our monthly Christian-based call. It was very, very powerful and has some amazing testimonials on there as well. So I encourage you to do that. It's definitely a message for our new year as far as spiritual equipping for your new year that we're sitting in right now. So anyway, I can't think of a better place to be as far as being in business than to be here with you on January 2nd, equipping you with a message and casting a vision for all of us for 2006. My name is Dani Johnson, and prior to getting started in business for myself, I was an uneducated, abused, young teenager. I was 19 when I was first introduced to the business world, and I didn't think that people like me succeeded in anything. My father told me my whole life I was stupid, I couldn't do anything right, and I was fat and ugly. So I didn't have a whole lot of confidence when I first heard about going into business for myself. And it took me a few months to actually get the courage to join. Once I did, I failed the first 6 months until I went to a training seminar that was way too expensive and wasn't really the right timing for me. And so I found a way to get there, and I came out and made $4,000 the first 8 days and brought in 25 people into my business. I went from talking to hundreds and getting no's hundreds of times and no customers and no reps to in 8 days bringing in 25 people, which was really just astounding to me. Within just a few months, my income, I had made $50,000 total, and my top check just being under $21,000. Then I went off and I got married on a whim, and the guy that I married drained my bank account, maxed out my credit card, and leave me with a $35,000 debt and $2.03 to my name. And that was exactly a year after I started having success. This was devastating for me. And exactly 15 years ago today, I was a homeless woman. 15 years ago today, January 5th was my anniversary of no longer being homeless. I got my apartment, and I've never returned to broken homeless since. God has blessed us tremendously. We've had, like, extremely prosperous years that are ridiculous, and we've also had extremely, lean years as well. And that just goes with the seasons of life, where there is a time of harvest and there's a time where it's winter time. And when it's winter time, things are dead. And that does happen sometimes. And so luckily we haven't had too many winter seasons in our life. Thank God. Those are hard to bear, I would have to say, especially if you're in Michigan or Minnesota or International Falls, Minnesota, to be exact. That'd be just a very cold place to be right now, and I know some of you are from there. Anyway, so I got married, and the guy just totally runs off with everything, and I wound up homeless the month of December. And I totally was full of despair. I am 3,000 miles away from friends and family members. I lost my business as a direct result of the marriage, and I am hopeless. I'm totally depressed. And I began to experiment with drugs, and I began to live a lifestyle that was really bad. I mean, really, really bad. I'm not going to tell you all the bad things that I did, but it was really, 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 really bad. A shameful life is what I began to live, out of absolute anger and resentment and trying to get back and vengeance out of any man that I could find. And so after this, I started a business from the trunk of my car and a payphone booth. In fact, December 26th, started a business from the trunk of my car and a payphone booth, and wound up making $2,000 the first 10 hours, $6,500 the month of January. The month of February, made over $10,000, breaking all the international sales records inside of a multi-billion dollar corporation that has hundreds of thousands of representatives worldwide. This company is a household name. By the end of my first year, made $250,000. By the end of my second year, made my first million. By the time I was 23 years of age, became a seven-figure income earner. Went on from there, and I met my husband through the industry. I currently have 5 beautiful children, 1 grandchild. I'm a homeschooling mother. I homeschool 2 of the children. 1 is out of high school and married with a baby. And my husband and I have built businesses part-time from home and have generated 7 figures. In records amounts of time. And I'm not saying this to be a braggart. I'm saying this to show you that it doesn't matter where you come from, what your past is, what you don't have, what you don't know, because all of that can change if you're willing to make a decision. It doesn't matter what yesterday looks like. What matters is the decision that you're going to make today. And the decision that I made many years ago when I was homeless was no more, not going down this road ever again. I'm finished with this. And because I made that decision, I put 100% focus into getting myself out of that horribly debilitating lifestyle that I had allowed myself to get into. And so because of that focus and determination, and I just totally got rid of my excuses, the excuses did not disappear. I still was homeless. I still didn't know anybody. I still didn't have any money. I still didn't have a phone. I still didn't have a physical address. I still didn't know how I was going to dig myself out of this deep pit that I dug myself into. I mean, I still didn't have anything. I still was afraid. Are you with me? I still was in debt. I still had big problems of creditors trying to track me down. Still had problems of people trying to repossess my car. And if they repossessed my car, I had nothing. Hello, I was living out of my car. So, I mean, all the circumstances were exactly the same on December 26th. The difference difference was what I decided to focus on. Did you hear me? The difference was what I decided to focus on. The circumstances are the same. I was 50 pounds overweight. Nothing's going right. Everything is flopped. I'm still scared every night when I decide to roll up in a ball and sleep. I still am terrified that someone's going to steal the rest of what I have. I still can't trust anybody. None of the circumstances changed. But what did change was my focus. What did change was my determination. What did change was a decision that I made to get out of the bad situation that I was in. You see, people make decisions all the time. They make decisions like that, and then what they do, they make a decision. Okay, I've got to build this business, right? They make that decision. And then, lo and behold, a few minutes later, they're whining because they can't get a hold of anybody. A few minutes later, they're afraid to get on the phone. A few hours later, they're talking themselves out of their business. That is no decision at all. Sorry to tell you. That is no decision at all. A decision that is made, firmly rooted, wholehearted, committed, is a decision that will come to fruition. If you have made a half-hearted decision, then you're going to be on the fence, wibbling and wobbling every time the rain comes, every time the tide changes, every time the wind kicks up, which, man, we're in Northern California. We have had outrageous, windy, rainy lightning storms. And so you're going to have windy, rainy lightning storms in your life, even in the desert. You're going to have those. My friends, I'm telling you, you will have those. But if you have not made a firm, solid decision on what you're going to do, you're going to be totally tossed in when these things happen. And so tonight, what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, you know, I could teach on prospecting. I teach on closing. Somebody like, yeah, do that. No, I'm teaching a class starting tomorrow for an hour and a half straight on prospecting for the next 4 weeks of all of January. You know, so no, I'm not going to teach. I'm not going to teach closing either because I'll be teaching that on Thursday for 4 weeks in a row, all on closing, working with a small group of people, helping to increase their skills in that area. No, if you want to learn that kind of stuff, you need to get in those prospecting and closing classes. You need to make that investment of time and financial commitment to be able to really get the skills that you need to be able to succeed in that. Not only that, you've got tons. You've got hours and hours and hours on the website of all that stuff. And that really isn't the issue anyway, because you know what? Some of you know exactly what you're supposed to do. You just not made the decision to go get it done. And I also can take two brand new people that are listening to me right now. I can take two brand new people. Neither one of them have the skill set at all. One's got a mindset of, I'm going to build this sucker with or without anybody. And I got another one with, well, I need to know how. I don't really know what I'm supposed to say. What if people tell me no? You know, that person ain't going to make anything happen. But it's the guy with the determination and made up his mind that he's going to do it is the one that's going to make some money. Truly, that is where it all boils down to. So what are we going to talk about tonight? Well, it's the first call of the year. So I have some questions that I have for you, and we're going to answer these questions together tonight on this phone. So what are we going to do as a team this year? What are we going to do? What are we all going to do this year as a team? You see, this year is going to come and it's going to go. This year, Call to Freedom International, which is our corporate name for DannyJohnson.com, Call to Freedom International is going to give away hundreds of thousands of dollars to needy people, to people who have been in horrible disasters, children who are homeless and children that are beaten and children that are dying. Nations that are suffering. We're going to give away hundreds of thousands of dollars to unbelievable causes this year. This year, DannyJohnson.com will have outrageous expansion. Now, the only way for that outrageous expansion is for you to have outrageous expansion. And my goal is to help you have outrageous expansion this year. So what are we going to do as a team this year? Well, you know what? What we did last year as a team was remarkable. We created several six-figure income earners last year. Out of the gates, out of absolute thin air, we helped hundreds of people pay off millions of dollars in debt. We will do that again this year. Did you hear me? Okay? So we're going to do a lot of what we did last year, but we're also going to do some other things outside of what we did last year. And so this is a question I want you to ask yourself. What am I going to do this year And what are we going to do as a team this year? What are we going to do? What are we going to accomplish? Well, one of the things that you want to look at is, what are you going to do different? What did you do last year? Okay? So I'm kind of giving you a report. This is what we did last year. We helped with multiple six figures charitable organizations, first and foremost. Okay? Another thing that we did last year, we helped people build outrageous sales forces in record times. We helped hundreds of people pay off millions of dollars of debt. Millions of dollars of debt of what they've learned at First Step to Success. There are 500 people that are going to learn January in Dallas, the 13th and 14th, Dallas, Texas, First Step to Success. We will be having that same First Step seminar. It's not the same. It's never the same. But we have a First Step taking place. We've got people coming from all over the globe they need to be there. They know they want more equipping on prospecting. They know they want more equipping and closing. And they know that they want insights. They know that they want to get this stuff ingrained in their head. They know they want to be on the cutting edge of everybody else in this entire industry. They know they want a head start ahead of everybody else in this entire industry. They know they will be a part of an elite team of people. They have the greatest shot of making the most amount of money, the greatest shot of being the next six-figure income earner for 2006. They know that. So we helped several people out of the gates make a six-figure income. We've also had six-figure income earners that doubled and tripled their income, which made them multiple six-figure income earners. Out of nowhere with 50, 100, 300% growth is what was brought to the clients at DannyJohnson.com this past year. That's insane. That's crazy. How many businesses can say that? How many businesses can say, we help other businesses grow by 10, 20, 50, 300%? 300% growth. That is outrageous. That's been our focus, to help our clients grow like that. We've helped people that were afraid of the phone get over it and recruit like maniacs. We've helped people who got on the phone, who weren't afraid of the phone, call 1,000 people and flopped 1,000 times. That now has been in the bonus pool 11 times in 2005. 11 times been in the bonus pool. 11 times. From never being able to close anybody to having an outrageous closing ratio, and most of the people being closed are closed at the top package. We've helped hundreds of people do that this year. We're going to help thousands do it this year. We will do that. Clearly, we will do that. We've helped people, we've helped thousands of marriages be saved and fulfilled. We've led thousands of people to God. We have helped thousands of moms and dads to be better parents. Guys, look at the power in what we all do together. It is amazing. I just want to know, what are the common folk doing? I know what I was doing when I was in that place, and what I mean by common is this. Not going anywhere, not doing anything, not impacting anybody, not living my life, not living with purpose, but simply just existing. No dreams to accomplish, a boring life of existence, perishing inside because of a lack of vision. There are hurting people out there. There are millions of them. Millions of people lost, suffering. Millions of people neglecting their children all to make a house payment. Sad. But guys, we got to reach them. And so you have to ask yourself, what are we going to do as a team this year? Well, we know that we will create more six-figure income earners. We will help thousands of people pay off millions and millions and millions of dollars worth of debt. We will help people that cannot get on the phone and close. We will help people's closing ratios increase. Some of them will increase 5 to 10 times. We did that this year through the coaching classes that we did. We had over 1,000 people go through those classes. The growth was astronomical that came out of those classes, where people's numbers were 10% closing ratio that went up to 50 and 60% closing ratio, like on the back end, meaning closing for a package. We've had people that had a 10% show-up rate, meaning you invite somebody to a prospecting, you invite someone to a business presentation, 1 out of 10 show up. We've had people now get 10 out of 10. We helped hundreds and hundreds of people increase their skill as professionals. We're going to do that this year in 2006 exponentially. That will happen. So 2006 is going to come and go. So I know you've got to be asking yourself, Danny, how can I be a part of that? How can I have it be that it's thousands of my people that get out of debt? How can it be that it's hundreds of my people that are out there now recruiting? Danny, how can I have it be that it's my people who are participating with giving into charity? How can it be that it is my people's lives that are changing? How can it be that it is my distributors whose marriages are being healed? How can it be that it is my distributors who are parenting better now? How can it be that it's my distributors that are hitting the bonus pools 11 out of 12 months? How can I get just a little bit of market share of that? That's a good question. And however part of that market share you want that we will do, that we are committing to getting done this year, oh gosh, that is completely in your hands. It's completely in your hands. So let me equip you to get to that place where you can have some part of that market share, because we will do it. We will do it. No question. This is not on trial. We have done this before. We will do it again. We will do it again. We want to see you have a part of that market share of it happening inside of your business. Do you want that kind of success happening in your business? There's a few things that you need to do. There's a few things that you need to evaluate, okay? So let me ask you this. What are you going to do different this year? What are you going to do different? Let me give you some ideas. Are you going to have less excuses this year than you had last year? An excuse is a well-planned lie. It's so sad to me, and it breaks my heart. It really does. It really, really breaks my heart. Because I see people every day that are conditioned with excuses. My clients that are conditioned with excuses. I just want to reach to the phone and strangle some of them. Just conditioned with excuses. You know, well, this came up, and that came up, and I got this going on, and this tragedy, and that thing, and over there, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. An excuse is a well-planned lie. The bottom line is that if your business is a priority, and it should be, if your business isn't a priority, then the excuses take a back seat. There's not any one of us moms or dads that need to spend 24/7 with our children. Do we need to spend good quality time? Yes. Yes, you do. You need help with time management? The North Carolina CD spends a whole hour on time management. Start following those things. There's people who've listened to those CDs, have a mess for time management, and still haven't followed it. What? Excuses. I'm too busy to manage my time. Give me a break. Things are never, ever, ever going to change. Never going to change until we decide to step up and do what it takes to make the change happen. Okay? So here's some things. What are you going to do different? Are you going to starve your doubt and feed your faith? Are you going to starve fear and feed your faith? How's that? Look at that. What about arguing less? That's one of mine. Gosh. Ugh. Are we going to argue less? Are we going to have less time wasting? What are we going to do different for 2006? I know this, that 2005 was one of the best business years ever for me, personally. In so many different ways. Mostly that it is a walk by faith and God knocked our socks off. I mean, we were blown away at all the favor, all the blessing, all the clients, the success of the clients. I mean, it's crazy and far beyond what we could have ever imagined. And so, but there are some things that I would do different. There are things that maybe I did that caused some stress in my own personal life. Striving. Not in my business, but in my personal life. And so there are things that you want to look at and go, what can I do different? So if, for example, if striving in your personal life affects your business life, then you obviously need to do something about that. Do you understand? If drama is in the family and that distracts you from your business, then, you know, drama isn't for anybody. We shouldn't be caught up in it, period, end of story. Bottom line, once in a great while is okay, but a lifestyle of drama, that is beyond okay. That is dysfunctional. And if you have a life of drama, meaning you're creating the drama or you're involved with other people's drama or you're involved with your friend's drama, you know, and you're getting involved in the drama now, you're having your own drama because of what your friend's husband said to her, okay, I'm telling you, this is not good. This is not going to help our futures. And so what are we going to do this year? what are we going to do different? What are we going to do to make improvements? I will tell you this. There are some of you last year, you gave it your absolute best shot. Some of you, man, you kept your head down, you focused, you were determined, you talked to people, and you worked hard. And you came to First Steps, and you got in the prospecting and closing classes, and you were diligently sending in your homework every single week in those classes. You were a part of creating a dynasty. And let's say that what came out of that was your best. And let's say your best was averaging 3 people a month, okay? Let's say you averaged 3 people that you sponsored each and every month. I'm going to tell you right now, I am so proud of you. I am so pleased with you. Because if your best is sponsoring 3 people a month, and if your best is working 5 hours a week in your business, then that is absolutely awesome. My hat's off to you. As your coach, I'm telling you, if your best is 5 hours a week to work your business and sponsoring 1 to 3 people a month, or if your best is, let's say, not bringing in distributors but totally hitting the market hard with retail customers, I'm going to tell you right now, your best is all that is required to be a part of this team. Your best is all that is required to be a part of this team. Your best is good enough, and your best is awesome, and I'm proud of you. And there are others of you that you did not give it your best shot. You did not. And you maybe even came to First Steps and was a part of Dynasty and maybe, you know, did some of these things. And yet you had a half-hearted commitment towards it. And yet you decided to get caught up in politics, or you decided to get caught up in drama. And your life was filled with drama and you were led with drama. I'm going to tell you something. You have a shot of redemption. That if you did not give it your best, and you paid far too much attention to things that kill your life and destroy your business, redemption is around the corner, and it starts tonight. It starts tonight. You see, we can begin 2006 being drama kings and queens, or we can decide to be marketplace kings and queens. We can be a people that reign over a land. We can be a king or a queen that is out there developing leadership. We can be kings and queens that are bringing life in people of despair, bringing hope in time of need. That's what we can decide to be. We can be caught up in the drama, creating the drama, or we can be a part of the solution. And so if you did not give it your best shot, let's say that your best is, you know, sponsoring 5 or 10 people a month, and you only sponsored 1 or 2 because the top recruiter is only sponsoring 3 or 4. I'm going to tell you right now, that was not your best. And you will not reap the best if you're not willing to sow your best. Let's say that your best is sponsoring 30 to 60 people a month, getting 50 or 100 customers a month, and you settled into a status quo, and you slowed your deal down. I'm going to tell you something. If you're not willing to sow your best, you're not going to reap your best. But redemption is at hand. It's at hand. And you can be reconciled to doing your absolute best, all based on a decision. Forgive yourself for the things you did not do last year. Forgive yourself for the way your attitude was last year. Forgive yourself for the lack of work ethic that you had last year. Forgive yourself for the stinky attitude. Forgive yourself for the being caught up in drama. Forgive yourself for focusing on everything that wasn't working. Forgive yourself for being caught up in politics, whether it's your family politics or your business politics. Forgive yourself, and now it's time to move on. Now it's time to step up and move on. Step up and give it your absolute best shot. That's what it's time to do. And so you're one of those two people. And if you are that one, that your best, and you know you gave it your best, and you worked hard, and you kept going, and your attitude is positive, and you are, you know, your best is 3 people a month, man, my hat's off to you, I'm so proud of you. Those of you that did not give it your best, I'm going to tell you something. I forgive you for not giving it your best. Now you got to forgive yourself. And I'm telling you that it doesn't matter how bad you did this year, because it's a new year coming up. And so here's what's awesome. Is that God gives us a chance to start new and fresh right now, this year, this month, this day. we can start new and fresh, just like I did 15 years ago. Just like I did when I had made such a mess of my life, and my life was nothing but drama. And I made a decision, no more. I'm going to dig myself out of this thing. I'm going to build something that's going to last. And it happened. Why? Because of a decision. Excuses are nothing but drama. Folks, it's time to make a decision. Because this is a year of breakthrough. This is a year of expansion. This is a year of growth. This is a year of duplication. This is a year of financial independence for some of you that desire and go out and work it. So, I know that many of you were in my class with me, and I know that you have written out some goals. And there's, for those of you that were not a part, you weren't able to get on those because those things sold out. The question I have for you is, have you established what you will achieve this year? Have you established how you're going to achieve it? Have you established what you already know that you can do and made the commitment to do that successfully with a wholehearted commitment? Let's make this year an awesome year together as a team, as partners, okay? So when you're looking at your goals and you're looking at establishing what you want to do this year, you have to look at, okay, what hinders you from achieving your goals? Okay, what hinders you from achieving your goals, all right? And I can give you quite a few examples. Let me just give you one example of somebody that I actually worked with. I had somebody who had, I had asked them, okay, what's your goal for 2006? And she says, my goal is to learn, blah, blah, blah. And this is a person that works a career. And her main focus is to succeed in that career. In fact, she works with us. And so she says, I need to learn these new programs and learn, I need to learn this new job that I've got. I said, great, okay. So what things in the past have hindered you from succeeding and learning new things? And she says, I'm a major procrastinator. Okay, awesome. So she said, I procrastinate. I've done this since junior high school where I, put off the big exam until 2 o'clock in the morning of. I put off the big 10-page report until 2 o'clock in the morning the night before, the morning that it's due. And she says, I've lived my life this way since junior high and high school, and I can't do this. And I said to her, what if you continue to procrastinate? What do you think is going to happen with your life? I said, I want you to follow the road of how you've been living. I want you to follow the habit that you've been on. Where does it wind up? And she says, well, it's very frustrating. It tears away my confidence. I get very doubtful, and I feel like a failure. Okay? And I said, do you accomplish being able to do the things that you want to do? She says, yeah, but it's like not worth it. It's not a sweet success. It's bitter because, I procrastinated and it's frustrating and I'm full of doubt and I'm, anxious and I'm panicking and all those kind of things. And so, anyway, so that's the question I'm asking you. That's the example I'm giving you. So you know that what you want to achieve. Now you have to ask yourself, and I hope none of you are sleeping right now because this is not the time to be taking a nap. You have to ask yourself, what hinders me from achieving my goals? That's, you got to ask yourself that. And whatever it is, now if you, and here's really easy, look back on 2005. The beginning of 2005, if you were with me in January, you had set some goals. I did a whole goal training on a Monday night, the first Monday, January 3rd of last year. Okay, so, and if you were a part of that, you wrote down some things that you wanted to achieve. Now my question to you is, did you achieve those things? So if you didn't, I want you to look at, okay, what hindered me from being able to achieve those goals? Now some of those hindrances could have been completely out of your control, but your response to those circumstances was completely in your control. I mean completely. So it could have been that the company made a change in your compensation plan. And if they made a change in your compensation plan, what was your response to the change? Was it non-production? Was it getting unfocused? Was it getting tied up in drama? Was it, forget it then, I quit? Or did you persist as though the change did not happen? Did you keep building as though nothing even happened? Recruited at the same rate? Built as though, whatever, okay, there's a change, let's go! Okay? Or were you busy, focused on the drama? So that's what you have to look at, because here's a promise I'm going to give to you this year. You will have disasters in 2006. It's inevitable. You will have unfortunate circumstances in 2006. You will have things not go your way. There will be change in 2006. These things are inevitable. inevitable, you are not in control of any of them. Okay? That will happen. Period. End of story. Okay? So if you look at 2005, I can guarantee you drama happened. So now when you look at this, you go, okay, what hindered me from, you know, making $100,000 this year or making $5,000 this year? Whatever it is that you had set up as a goal, right? What hindered me from paying off all my debt this year? You need to look at it and take a hard look at yourself and take full responsibility and sit there and go, okay, how am I going to do it different next time? What in the world? I mean, the bottom line is that we're, none of us are getting out of this life without trials. None. None of us. We are all going to have circumstances that we don't like. We are all going to have disasters. We are all going to have disappointments. We are all going to have discouragement. We're going to all have a bubble pop somewhere down the road in 2006. And I hope when it happens, you hear me screaming at you. So if you look back last year, how did you handle the disasters? How did you handle the disappointments? How did you handle the the discouragement? How did you handle the change? Tell me how. Write it down. Now you got to grade yourself. Well, let me tell you something. For every action, there is an equivalent reaction. So whatever your reaction was, there was an action that came out of that as well. Okay, so watch. So however way you responded, it kicked out a result. So let's say that you responded to the drama with more drama. Let's say that you did that. So if you responded to drama with more drama, what was the result? I know you know the answer to this one. More drama. More drama. More drama that resulted in what? Doubt, fear, procrastination, no confidence, no self-esteem, no self-worth. That's what we wind up with when we put our heads into drama. Always. You stay the course, you stay focused, and drama seems to work itself out. It clearly does. You don't let your emotions get all tied up in with it. You don't get all wrapped up in stinking la-la horrific land. And things get better. And they work themselves out. They all work together for good, bottom line. And I don't care what you say. I know it to be true. I've had major disasters in my life. Okay, so you're looking for, again, what hinders me from achieving your goals. Let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why right now. The way it works, I read this book, this year, and there was a story in the book that was pretty profound. It was talking about this couple that lived, you know, that had properties, you know, they had a property line, obviously, that they shared. And so here's this one family that raised these pedigree little kick me dogs, you know, the little yelper dogs. I know some of you are laughing so hard, some of you are totally offended. But anyway, so, you know, they raised these little, I think they were Pomeranians, I'm not totally sure, but these little dogs that are very expensive, and they raised these little animals. Across the fence, which appeared to be a strong fence, was boarded a property where they had exotic animals. They actually had tigers across the fence. And the owner of the little Pomeranian dogs did not do something that he should have done. And what he didn't do is he didn't check his fence. He didn't make sure that the fencing was staying strong, that it was steadfast, that it was stable, that there were no weaknesses in the fence. He didn't check the fence. He just lived there year after year and never really, you know, paid attention much to the fence. Now, I know you and I both do that. I mean, luckily, the property I live on now, there are no fences. Otherwise, I can guarantee you there'd be some fence going down somewhere, especially the last couple of days with the windstorms we've had. But I know from time to time, we've all lived in a house where we really haven't paid too much attention to the fences, unless you're just one of those perfect men or women that are, you know, handy type people. People like me always seem to have to hire somebody to help me be handy. But anyway, so what he didn't do is he did not pay attention to the fence to make sure that there wasn't any weakness in his structure. Well, one day he came home from work, and guess what? There was a tiger in his yard and had eaten his puppies, his dogs. And this was thousands of dollars that had been lost, okay? He had not checked that fence. Well, some of you would sit there and go, oh, that's terrible, what a terrible thing, you know? What about the other neighbor? He should have been checking the fence. Why? Why should he check the fence? What did he have to lose other than feeding his animal for free, right? It was obviously far more risky for the owner of the little dogs, far more responsibility for the owner of the little dogs to take care of that fence. So I'm going to tell you the moral of the story. The moral of the story is wherever there is a weakness in your structure, is where the enemy will attack. Wherever the weakness is in your structure is where the disaster will come, is where the affliction will come. Wherever the weakness is in the structure, wherever the weakness is in your business, in you, wherever your weakness is where the disasters are going to hit. And so that's why I'm hitting you hard on, you better look at what hindered your life in 2005, and you better correct it. You better figure out a way to get to strengthen the weakness in your structure. Strengthen the weakness in your heart, in your mind, in your soul, in your spirit. Strengthen the weakness in your business, in your prospecting, in your closing. Because if you're dialing like a mad person and you're not getting yourself fully equipped between first steps in the prospecting and closing classes, you are only setting yourself for a full-on disaster in your business. Bottom line, you will crash, you will fall, you will fail. Period, end of story. That is going to happen. And so wherever there is a weakness in your structure, maybe the weakness is in your time management, I'm going to tell you, that is where the affliction will come. That's where the circumstances that are unfortunate are going to hit you, because you don't know how to stand up under those types of circumstances. So the way to get strengthened is, while you're going through that disaster, is to handle it different next time. So I promise you there will be disasters this year. My question to you is, how are you going to handle it? Okay? So here's another question to write down. Am I a better person than I was last year? Am I a better person than I was last year? And I want you to grade yourself. Grade yourself. Okay, if you've been working with me for a year, the answer is yes, absolutely. It better be, at least. Otherwise, you've been sleeping on the job. You can't hang out with us. You can't be a part of First Steps and not grow in every area of your life. It's impossible for you to hang out with us and for you not to have expansion spiritually, physically, financially, emotionally, and mentally. You will have expansion in some area, wherever it is that you need it, wherever the weakness is. You will have growth in those areas by being a part of us and a part of First Steps, a part of the website, a part of the products that we have on the website. That's inevitable. You're going to have growth out of those things. Why? Because it calls for it. That's what it's all about, is equipping you to expand, to grow, to duplicate, to replicate. That's what the whole thing is designed to do, and it is proven, it's tried, it's not on trial. Okay, so grade yourself. Am I a better person than I was a year ago? And if the answer is yes, great. If the answer is no, then you got to make some changes. So here's another area. I want you to write these areas down. I want you to look at, because these are hindering areas, this is areas of being a better person. Focus. What was your focus like in 2005? Grade yourself on a scale of 1 to 5. Actually, grade yourself on a scale of 1, 2, and 3. One is no, my focus was terrible. Two is the focus was so-so. Three is my focus was right on. Okay? So no is one. Two is so-so. You know, half and half. Three is absolutely. My focus was right on. It was awesome. Okay? Number two, excuses. How did you do in the area of excuses in 2005? Excuses, so how do you do this on 1, 2, and 3 on this one? Okay, so meaning getting over your excuses. Did I if you lived your life full of excuses this year, like, but Danny, really? My daughter got in a car accident, and the company changed the comp plan. But Danny, really? And then I broke my leg. And then I had a pregnancy that was high risk. And then my husband wasn't supporting me. And then my children, I didn't have anyone to watch them. And then, blah! Yuck. I know. But here's the reality check. You're going to stay the same until you deal with it differently. Come on, let's turn the hands of time 15 years. 15 years. But Danny, I'm homeless. But Danny, I have a $35,000 debt. But Danny, I don't have any money. But Danny, I don't have a phone. But Danny, I don't have a place to live. But Danny, I don't have a physical address. But Danny, I'm 50 pounds overweight. How can I sell a weight loss program? But Danny, I've lost everything. But Danny, I don't have any friends here. But Danny, I don't know how to do this. That could have been me. That clearly and easily could have been me. And so here's the deal. The deal is, grade yourself. Honestly, look inside your heart. And ask yourself, how did I do with excuses last year? Did I buy into excuses? Was I 50% of the time doing okay? Or did I just next all my excuses last year? Did I overcome them and just say, forget it, the excuses are always going to be there. I have got to fix this. I have got to rise up. I got to solve this. It's all what you look at. It's all what you focus on. So grade yourself. Excuses. Did you live your life by them this year? That's a one. Half the time did you live your life by them? Half the time did you live victoriously? That's a two. Did you just next your excuses and forge ahead and make things happen? Let me tell you something. If you are caught up in drama, you're definitely not a three. If you are caught up in circumstances, you are definitely not a three. But if you are making things happen in the midst of disaster, if you're making things happen in the midst of circumstances, you are a three. Here's the next category, consistency. Big, huge, huge problem for most people in business, especially the home-based business industry. Consistency. Grade yourself. One, I was not consistent at all. Two, somewhat. Three, I was absolutely consistent. Month in, month out, hit my goals, hit my, at least my minimum goals every month of 5 or 10 or 3 or whatever it was that your minimum goals were, but you were consistently on this training call every Monday. You were consistently at a First Steps to Success. You were consistently a part of your local meetings and trainings. You were consistently recruiting every single day, 80% of the time. Okay? Skill. Grade yourself on your skill. Did you increase in your skill over 2005? One is no, I didn't increase my skill at all. And the only way that that would be a no is if you did not even make the investment. If you did not make the investment into classes to help you, if you didn't make investments into CDs to help you, if you didn't make investments into leads to help you, if you didn't make any investment at all, one, no, I did not improve at all in my skill. Number two, so-so is, let's say that you did want to First Steps. You applied it for a couple of weeks. Then you heard, you know, then you got discouraged and got unfocused. Okay, well, that would be a two. Skill increase, a three, is somebody who's been a part of all these things that I've been mentioning. They put their head down, they focus, they make things happen, and you can't help but to have your skill increase exponentially. It is impossible for you to come to Dallas and then apply what you learned and not have an increase in skill. It is absolutely impossible. If you apply what you learn on the CDs of North Carolina and the script book, if you apply what you learn on home presentation, expose, evolve, and upgrading, you apply what you learn on the insider secrets, if you apply what you learn out of these systems that are available for you, it is impossible, absolutely impossible, for you not to grow in your skill and for you not to grow in your income. It is 100% possible if you apply what you learn that you will increase in your skill and therefore you will increase your income. Faith. Was your faith shaky? I'm talking about walk by faith, not by sight kind of faith. Faith that takes risks. Faith that has action. I'm not talking about action of checking email. I'm talking about action picking up the phone. I'm talking about action of taking a risk and making an investment in yourself. I'm talking about action of, sowing love into your spouse. I'm talking about action of implementing the time management stuff. I'm talking about action of implementing the things that you learned at First Steps about getting out of debt. I'm talking about action. Action. That is faith. Faith without action is totally dead. It is useless. It's nothing but lip service. I'm talking about real faith, that you walk by faith and not by sight, meaning that you're going to build your business and you're going to build it by faith regardless of what comes out of it. That is faith. So grade yourself 1, 2, and 3. Fear. How did you do with fear in 2005? By the way, I'm giving you things that are going to help you. This is it. You grade yourself. You do better, whether if you've been a 1 on all these things and you get yourself to a 2 in 06, guess what? You're going to have growth. If you're a 2 and you get yourself to a 3, you're going to have exponential growth. So fear, grade yourself. How did you do with fear this year? Were you totally crippled by fear? Fear of the phone, fear of rejection, fear of success, fear of this, fear of that, fear of this, fear of that? Is that where you were? Well, then you get a 1. A 2? I had fear in the beginning of the year. I overcame it, and I'm doing pretty good with that now. That's a 2. Number 3? All year long, man, you were just boom! On top of it, man, walking by faith. Stuff comes, you're like, bump, water on a duck's back. See ya. Did you starve fear this year? If you completely starve fear by building your faith, and I'm telling you right now, baby, you are a 3. Recruiting 80% of the time. How did you do with that? Did you recruit 80% of the time? That's what you should be doing. So if you've recruited 80% of the time, then grade yourself 1, 2, and a 3. 1, nope, I didn't at all. Man, I didn't even recruit 10% of the time. A 2, well, sometimes I recruited 80% of the time, sometimes I didn't, then that's a 2. 3, yes, man, 80% of the time, then I was recruiting like a maniac. There you go, you grade a 3. Debt. Now, if you've been a first steps, you were taught exactly how to get out of debt. If you've been a dynasty, you were taught even more advanced tips and techniques on how to get out of debt. And again, we have helped hundreds and hundreds of people this year pay off millions and millions of dollars worth of debt. In fact, we calculated just a dynasty alone, 49 people paid off $1.2 million. Out of 49, they paid off $1.2 million. That's a lot of money. A lot of money. Okay, so a lot of money in a very short period of time. So with debt, you heard the teaching, all right? Now, in fact, at Dynasty, out of 400 people that were there, only 49 stepped up to pay debt off, meaning they stepped up to gradually pay things off. I'm not saying all 49 became debt-free. I'm saying the 49 stepped up and implemented it. Okay, that's like less than 10% of the people, I think, something like that. 400 times 10%. Yeah, it's more than 10%. Okay, maybe 12% of the people, 13% of the people that did something with it. Were you of that percentage? It saddens me, man. We're going to have 500 people in Dallas, and this is so sad to me. This is so sad. About 12% of the people are actually going to use what we taught them on getting out of debt. So my question to you, this time last year, you probably heard about getting out of debt. And my question to you is, are you closer to getting out of debt? Have you paid things off? Have you stuck to that system that we gave you? Regardless of your income increases at all, we have a plan of teaching you how to get out of debt right now with what you're currently making that you think you're living paycheck to paycheck on. Okay? So go ahead and grade yourself. How did I do sticking to my debt reduction plan? Give yourself a 1, 2, or a 3. Okay? Last section is handling problems. How did I do with handling problems? Bad circumstances, disasters. All right? So grade yourself. One is that you spent a lot of time in problem solving. You spent a lot of time putting out fires. You spent a lot of time in drama. That is a 1. A 2 is that, you know, sometimes you did really good at not focusing on problems and focusing on building your business. That's a 2. A 3 is somebody who said, 1% of my time was in problem solving, and that was it. Okay? Rebuilding systems and websites which, you know, I had a number of clients that did this past year. That's time spent problem solving. Time in recruiting, it's time well spent. So 1, 2, and 3. Again, you've got ones that, you know, spent lots of time problem solving. You had disasters happen in the family, disasters happen in the company, disasters happen in your sales force. You spent lots of time putting out fires and handle all that kind of stuff. A 2 is someone who half the time did good on only problem solving 1% of the time, half the time did bad. A 3 is, nope, I stuck to it, man. 1% of my time was problem solving, 80% of my time was recruiting, and 19% of my time was in training. Okay, cool. All right, so that's the things you got to look at. So here's a list of things that you need to look at, a gauge for yourself, and you got to decide, okay, all right, this is how I fared for 2005. How will I do things different in 2006? That's a question only you can answer. How can I change these things? How can I improve in these areas? I'll tell you what, there's a few in here that between excuses and faith, you got to grow in those areas. Consistently recruiting, you got to grow in those areas. And please, get out of debt. There's no reason why you can't pay off a ridiculous amount of debt this year. And imagine this time next year when you hear my screechy, screaming voice on a January call, you know I'm going to ask who did it. You know that we're going to come to this place. And you're going to be either like my client Sandy, who's paid off $70,000 worth of debt this year, or you'll be amongst the other 85% of the people that heard the message and didn't pay off, didn't even go home and figure out the finances, didn't even look for the fat in the budget, didn't even take a step in that direction. Just completely unteachable, and here we are a year later, they're still in a big fat debt. So if you don't want to repeat last year, you have to do things that are different. So here's the final question that I have to ask for you. The final question is, what do I have to become in order to achieve my goals this year? What has to change in me in order for me to achieve these things? What has to change in me? Who do I have to become in order to achieve the things that I said I want to achieve? Do you understand? Ask yourself that question. Because if you're looking at the goal, look at who you need to become in order to do that. And then what you do is you back it up from there. So I can guarantee you the list that I just gave you there needs to be some improvements in some of these areas in order for you to be able to become who you need to be able to achieve the goals that you have set before you. The last thing is, what are you going to do? What is your plan of action of becoming that person who can achieve those goals? Listen to me, and I'm going to close with this. I was not the person that I needed to be 17 and a half years ago to do what I'm doing today. No way. I was nowhere near the person that I needed to be able to achieve my goals 15 years ago when I was a homeless woman. I was nowhere near. So in order for things to change, you have to be the one that changes. And you have to decide, okay, in order for this to be fixed, in order for more duplication in my business, what has to change? What do I have to change in me in order for better duplication to happen? That's a really good question to ask yourself. That really truly is. All I know is the more you grow, the more your income is going to grow. So if duplication is not happening at a good rate in your business, then you got to ask yourself, what am I doing that hinders duplication in my business? What am I not taking advantage of that is already set in place for me to duplicate quickly? And what is lacking in me to be able to see that happen to fruition? These are questions you got to ask yourself. And quite honestly, if you are a praying man or woman, ask God to shine His Spirit upon your heart and show you what is hindering. What hindered you last year? What will hinder you this year? So that you can find the weakness in your fence. So that you're not allowing a place for an attack of disaster, an attack of unfortunate circumstances that will crumble you. But instead, that you will strengthen that part of your structure so that when that attack does come, you are standing and standing firm, and you will not be overcome by the disaster. You will not be overtaken by the unfortunate circumstances. Guys, this has to be a year where we get over our excuses. It has to be a year where we are growing in our faith. This has to be a year where we are 100% focused on the task at hand. This has to be a year that we are consistent and diligent and determined, that we are investing in our skill and watching our skill raise our income, that we are diligently working and keeping onto our debt reduction plans, that we are diligently walking by faith, and that we are starving fear. And we have to be a people that are not drama queens and kings. But we have to be warriors in the marketplace, kings and queens of the marketplace, who are absolutely taking incredible plunder out of the marketplace. The bottom line is there will be tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people this year in 2006 looking for you, looking for a home-based business. The ones with the skill, the ones with the focus, the ones with no excuses, the ones with consistency, the ones with faith, the ones that that are recruiting instead of dealing with drama. Those are the ones. They're going to get the hundreds and thousands of people that will sign up this year. Did you hear me? There will be tens of thousands of people that are going to sign up this year in 2006. And to be honest with you, those that are in Dallas have the greatest shot of reaping the biggest harvest of all those people. Why? Because they will have the most current strategy. They'll have the most, they'll have the freshest skill. They'll have the freshest focus. They'll have the focus of a champion. They'll have a faith and determination as a champion. They will have strategies. They will have everything that's cutting edge and sharp, and their skills will be sharpened. That's why I believe that those that are coming, those that are not, bless you. Listen to the calls. Listen to the website. Do whatever you can. Do whatever you can to try to get one part of what that market share is going to be. For whatever reason, whatever excuse that you can't be there, whatever that is, that's your deal, you own it, you be responsible for it. I bless you anyway. I absolutely bless you anyway. But where there is a will, there is a way, and if your life depended on it, I would see you there. If your life depended on it, I would hear you tomorrow on my prospecting class. If your life absolutely depended on it, and your life and your business this year depended on your ability to recruit and close, then I know that you will be on that call tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You'd be a part of that prospecting and closing class. And if you want to know what that is, it's on the website. Go to the website. You can find that information under coaching and see if there's any seats still left in those classes that are beginning. It's a four-week-long course. It's an hour-and-a-half-long classes. It is very, very intense, and it's for the serious only. It is not for the faint. It is for the absolute serious. So other than that, you guys, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for being the blessing that you are. Thank you so much for getting your butts off the fence and putting in a focus and a determination to do something great this year. Thank you so much for stepping up to the plate and giving it your absolute best shot last year. And I know that by faith you're going to do the same thing this year. You're going to give it your absolute best shot. And we will do whatever it takes to expand, to have massive expansion for 2006. And we will absolutely give multiple six figures into absolute needy situations, needy countries, and needy children, and needy homeless men and women. That we will absolutely help to raise up six and seven figure income earners this year. And we will absolutely see people and help and equip people who are absolutely failing to absolute success in 2006. We did that last year. We're going to do that this year. And so I encourage you, get into this funnel, get into the system, plug into your uplines, plug into your managers, plug into your supervisors, do whatever it takes to give it your best shot for this year, and I promise you that you will not recognize your life a year from now. God bless you. I'm going to open up the lines and everybody say,